Robert Cremo III appeared in court via Zoom, his long dark hair around his face as he stared blankly into the camera. He didn't enter a plea, but prosecutors say he's confessed to being the Highland Park shooter. Police also revealed frightening new details about what Cremo did during an hours-long manhunt, driving, they say, to neighboring Wisconsin, where he seriously contemplated carrying out another attack with a second rifle found in his car. They don't know why he eventually turned around, but say it appeared there wasn't enough planning to follow through with it. Police are also still searching for a motive, but indicated Cremo had a fascination with the numbers 7 and 4, the month and day of the attack. Meanwhile, questions are mounting over how Cremo was able to legally purchase firearms despite at least two troubling encounters with law enforcement, including a September 2019 incident when he allegedly threatened to kill his family. Tony Waterman, Highland Park, Illinois.